Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or a tea like me, get comfortable on that couch and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Welcome back to Couch Time. This is your host, Amy Wine, and our next topic is something that I think will resonate with many of you. And this is part four of a part five series that builds upon each other. But you can listen to it standalone, or you could go back and listen to the other ones. You're going to want to do that anyway. But right now, I think this will resonate with you. We're going to dive right in. I want to talk to you about quality over quantity. I know you've all heard that phrase before, but today we're going to dig into deep into what it really means and how to make it actionable in your life. Because you know me, if you've been with me for any time, I love to be an action taker and I love to give you action taking advice and activities and coaching and challenge you, because it is time you start thriving in your life, your relationships, and your business and wake up to a life that you love to live, even in the chaos, even in the hard. So, when I was talking about in the other episodes of my grad school story, yes, I'm still going on about it. I was so caught up in the hustle of it. I didn't make time for my family, as you know. And I was physically present a lot, but I was not mentally present. I was mentally absent. I was constantly writing papers, checking emails, doing some work, thinking about the next move, the next carpool, the next thing, whatever I had to do next. But it kind of took a wake-up call, right, that I've told you about, that the time and the quantity of time I was spending at home, even when I was home, didn't matter because my quality was lacking. Oh, yeah, that stung. I realized I was sacrificing quality time for what little quantity I had in all of my relationships and work. So initially, I tried to improve the quality of my time, just being present, active listening, sitting on the couch with them, even though they were doing something else. And I had to make a choice that when I was home and it was time for my kids, that I was truly present with them and I wasn't on the phone, I wasn't taking calls, I wasn't watching TV, I wasn't doing anything else but being there with them. This was a lifestyle choice that has to be made, quality over quantity. And when we are focusing on quality over quantity, we are not just throwing around buzzwords. This is a fundamental shift in how you approach life, Imagine you're at a buffet. You can pile it with a plate high with everything it is to offer. But will you enjoy it? Probably not. The same principle applies to your time and energy. Instead of scattering your attention across multiple tasks or people, the goal is to invest deeply in fewer activities or relationships, but with greater intensity and presence. This is about being mindful in that moment. It's about not just doing things for the sake of doing them, but engaging in them meaningfully. Whether you're working on a business proposal, playing catch with your kid, spending time with your spouse, your elderly parents, your sister, your siblings, your neighbors, whatever it is, you're on golf, on pickleball courts, at the spa, give it your all. Because actually what happens is your work starts to improve. Your relationships start to go deeper, and your overall sense of satisfaction with life, relationships, and your business skyrocket. The power of being present and having the techniques to achieve it are important, because being fully present is easier said than done, especially in our distraction-filled world. That's why techniques like the Pomodoro technique, they are valuable. I didn't know it was called the Pomodoro technique when I was setting a clock and racing myself to make sure I got something done. But things have to go a little beyond that. Have you ever heard of deep work? It's a concept by Cal Newport, and it's all about immersing yourself in a complex task without distractions. It's the kind of work that produces results and gives you a sense of accomplishment. And this doesn't apply to work alone. When you're with your family, consider implementing a no phone zone during meals, specific family activities. The idea is to remove the distractions and potential interruptions and ensure that the time spent is of the highest quality. It's about creating an environment, both mentally and physically, that allows you to be more fully present. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and get practical. How can you make this a part of your daily life? First, start by identifying your big rocks. It's those major priorities that your life deserves, that in your life, they want and deserve your full attention. It could be a key project at work, your relationship with your spouse, your children, or even your personal health. Everybody's different. But once you've identified those, I need you to block out time, dedicated time on the calendar, because what gets scheduled gets done. If you're not saying yes to yourself after it's scheduled, and it's not an all-out diversion emergency that day, then you're saying no to yourself and you got to figure out why. But you're going to treat these blocks of time as non-negotiable appointments. During these periods, eliminate distractions, put your phone on do not disturb, close all the irrelevant tabs on your computer, block out Netflix, whatever it is, create a focused environment. If you're at dinner with your spouse on a date night, it's just your spouse, nothing else. Then periodically review how you're doing. Are you consistently honoring those time blocks? Are you seeing improvements in the quality of your work, your relationships? Kids happier, spouse happier, you happier? You need to adjust as needed, but keep the focus on the quality. And there are specific action steps for quality over quantity. Number one, prioritize mindfulness. The first step in achieving quality over quantity is to be fully present in whatever you're doing. So this is where mindfulness comes into play. It's focusing your attention on the task at hand, whatever's right in front of you or the person in front of you, whether it's a work project or spending that time with a family or loved one, you can achieve a higher quality of interaction and output. Start your day with a 5-minute mindfulness exercise to set the tone for focused attention. You can use mindfulness apps, simply breathing exercises to help recenter yourself. For me, I turn on spa music and a little Jesus in my Bible, and that is my time. That's what I do for mindfulness. And then number two, my time blocking technique, where you allocate specific blocks of time to different tasks or activities that ensure you're dedicating that time where it matters rather than whatever is coming up in front of you. You're not multitasking because that just dilutes your attention.
Use a digital calendar if you need to. Practically set it up, but a practical tip right here. Set up time blocks for your work tasks, family time, personal activities. Stick those blocks as much as possible. You want to stick to them. Implement the Pomodoro technique if that works for you. As we talked about earlier, the Pomodoro technique involves working in short, focused bursts, like usually 25 minutes, followed by a 5-minute break. This method is proven to improve focus and productivity. It allows you to get more quality work done in less time. There are Pomodoro apps or a simple timer to implement this technique. During your breaks, though, step away from whatever it is you're doing and relax and engage with something else. Now, if you're in a date night with your spouse, this isn't what you're going to do. That's more of a work thing or a household task or something like that. And number four, we're back to those boundaries. Yep. Setting boundaries for the interruptions. We talked about that 2 episodes ago. You're going to want to go back and listen. But to maintain quality time, it's crucial to minimize interruptions. This could mean setting your phone, I've said it 1,000 times, to do not disturb during your family time or informing your team that you're entering a focus work session. And it should not be disturbed. This could also go with your spouse, with your children, and with yourself. Whatever it is for you, this isn't just work. Remember, we're life, relationships, and business over here. Use your boundaries. You can set indicators to show when you're in a focus session. Like, I bought a sign for outside my office that said, deep work, do not disturb. Everybody in my family knows if they enter when I have deep work on, it is not going to be good for them. But I don't use it when I don't need it. Like, I'm not taking advantage of going and hiding in my room, but some days I would like to, honestly. But it signifies to them that I'm not to be disturbed right then. There better be an emergency vehicle involved if I am disturbed in that time. Like, that is the rule. So, number 5, just evaluate and adjust it. Quality over quantity. It's an ongoing process. None of these things have to be perfected right now. Just, you're a dynamic human being. You change and grow too. Everything changes and grows. Now you just have the skills. So evaluate how well you've been able to maintain focus time blocks and make adjustments as needed. It can mean tweaking the length of your Pomodoros or reassessing your time blocks. Keep a journal. You could do that to track the quality of your work and your personal interactions. Are you having the date night? Keep data to make informed adjustments to your routine. And you know, I like you to celebrate all those little moments. Every quality moment, whether at work or with family, is a win. Acknowledge those moments and celebrate them. This positive reinforcement will make it easier to continue prioritizing quality over quantity. And at the end of each day, take a few minutes to reflect on the quality moments that you had and just knock them down, write them down. Acknowledge them, give yourself credit for making them happen. Oh yeah, that was my clap for you. Boom. And if today's conversation resonated with you, then you're going to love what we've created next. And we are going deeper in Thrive Life TV. Go get yourself on the list if it's still waitlist time. December 2023, the full thing's coming out, but people on the waitlist are going in with us behind the scenes. So whether it's your work, your family, your spouse, your personal time, you're going to want to go over and know that we are going to have content in life, relationships, and business for you in Thrive Life TV. Become a founder with us and get in on the ground, because it is time that you start thriving in your life. Create one that you want to wake up to, even in the chaos and the stress, hard times or not. But we've covered a lot today, dissecting the myth that more is always better. Whether it's 15 focus minutes with a loved one or a concentrated work session, the quality of your time can far outweigh the quantity. Remember, life's not a sprint. It's a series of meaningful moments. And the key to making each moment count is being fully present. Thank you for spending your quality time with me today. And if you feel like somebody else needs to hear this, please share it with them. Until next time, keep thriving.
Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. And I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection, we're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.